Welcome back to eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. On today's episode, you're going to hear from Garrett Hinson, CFA and partner of True North Financial Planning, based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Day-to-day in the planning process with clients, Garrett focuses on investment analysis and portfolio management. He uses eMoney as a tool to help clients achieve their goals through comprehensive financial planning. As someone who has worked one-on-one with several advisors here at eMoney, I frequently get asked, how are other advisors best using this application? Well, today you're going to hear several ways in which this advisor is using eMoney with and for his clients. Oh, and if you're putting two and two together, we do have the same last name, and yes, we are related. Garrett is not only an advisor who uses eMoney, but he's also my brother. Growing up with parents who work in the industry and hearing how Garrett uses eMoney, definitely a full circle moment, and I hope you really enjoy our conversation today. Hey Garrett, thanks for joining the podcast today. For our advisors who typically tune in, they are used to really hearing from a member of the eMoney team. But we're going to switch things up a bit, and today in my conversation with you, they'll get to hear from an advisor, yourself, who uses eMoney day in and day out in the planning process with and for their clients. So with all of that being said, I'd love if you could introduce yourself to our listeners, tell them who you are, and a little bit about what you do day to day.
Absolutely. Well, hey, first of all, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. So I'm an advisor with True North Financial Planning. We are a small firm based out of Horsham, but have clients really scattered throughout the country. And our focus primarily is on planning. There's a reason that it's True North Financial Planning, not True North Financial Advisors, or True North Wealth Management, or anything like that. We picked financial planning because the planning aspect is so key to what we do. We want to be the people that if our clients have questions, concerns about anything, you know, remotely financial, we're the first place they come. They may not always have, or we may not always have rather, the expertise in certain areas. Sometimes we'll have to refer to CPAs, attorneys, other professionals, but we can always try to point them in the right direction. And that's really how we work with people. A lot of what we do is tax planning, probably the single biggest part of our business today, and also the fastest growing. It's the area we spend the most time with clients in the area where we really have the opportunity, I believe, to add the most value to people. And eMoney is an integral part of our planning process, both financial planning as a whole, but then also tax planning, particularly as we look out, you know, longer term into multi-year time horizons and tax planning, really not just for an individual year, but over the course of a client's life.
Taxes are obviously a very big part of the financial planning process for every client. So it's interesting to hear, you know, how you find yourself using eMoney, which I do want to dive a little bit more into. What are some of the key ways, kind of with tax planning or even outside of that, that you find yourself implementing eMoney in your business? And what type of client do you typically find yourself working with at True North?
Sure. So in terms of types of clients, I would say most of our clients would be considered high net worth, you know, accredited investors, qualified purchasers. And we're using eMoney really more than anything for cash flow planning and tax planning. So most of our clients, you know, as we look at an eMoney, the area we probably use eMoney the most is retirement. And most of our clients are in great shape for retirement. Now, not all of them know that. And eMoney is very helpful in illustrating that with Monte Carlo simulation, cash flow reports, things like that. But it also helps on tax planning. And we think tax planning is really the biggest way that we can add value to people, whether that's, you know, someone just starting out and should I make Roth contributions or should I make traditional contributions? We can pretty easily quantify in 1 year what the impact is, but e-money lets us go much deeper and show what the impact will be, you know, 30 years down the line in retirement. And for a lot of our clients, that's the area where e-money is the most helpful, is the distribution planning. Okay, I've accumulated all this money, I've saved, now where do I take it from, right? I have Social Security, I have required minimum distributions, but then do I take it from traditional accounts, Roth accounts, taxable accounts? Where do I take it from? And, you know, how does that work? And e-money is a great tool for that.
We talk a lot about how e-money is not a siloed tool. So in terms of, you know, typically we have advisors who aren't using it for just one particular thing. Like you mentioned yourself, you know, you're using it for tax planning, but that also impacts just an overall look at the client's ability to retire and what their financial situation can look like in retirement. So it's kind of cool to see how they play on each other. I would imagine that looking at a client's retirement outlook or what their situation may be can be a very interactive experience. Is e-money a tool that you find yourself using in an interactive way? And if so, what part of the tool kind of tends to be the most interactive feature for you in that advisor-client relationship?
Absolutely. So it's definitely interactive. In fact, sometimes we'll have clients where we run through different scenarios with them and, you know, they then want to drive and want to be able to play with things. And, you know, we have to explain, for the most part, most of those detailed things are not things that, you know, that they're changing. They're things that we're changing. They're telling us what they want to see. Okay, I want to retire earlier. I want to spend more money. I want to move to a different state, as an example. How do all those things have an impact? And so as we go through and we look at a cash flow report, or really, we use the decision center a lot with Monte Carlo and, you know, showing what if scenarios. Okay, well, what if you retire sooner, you spend more, you move or downsize or sell your business? How do those things have an impact? And then oftentimes clients will say, well, hey, if I can retire 10 years from now, what if I retire 5 years from now? What does that look like? Or if I can spend this much money, what if I spent an extra dollar amount for the first 10 years of retirement because I really want to travel or something like that? So it very much becomes an interactive tool in that regard.
I love that. Another thing we talk about a lot here is that, you know, the financial planning process is definitely one that's personal, and you're dealing with someone's personal life, and that lends to hopefully a great relationship between the advisor and client because you are working to help make their goals and dreams come true and make sure that those things can happen for them and that they can really achieve the life that they want to have. I know you talked a little bit about like tax planning, cash flow planning. Two things that can really have both a short-term impact and a long-term impact on a client financially. Does utilizing tax planning features with e-money allow you to show clients how their cash flow could change upon tax planning or based upon tax planning strategies that you implement?
Yes. And we really like how e-money shows both the short-term and long-term impact. As I kind of alluded to before, I'm not a CPA. We don't have any CPAs in our firm, but we work closely with clients, CPAs, to try to help figure out what's best for them from a tax perspective. And sometimes what's best short-term is not necessarily what's best long-term, and vice versa. So we love how e-money is able to show both the short-term and the long-term of the decisions that they make today with tax planning, but also with regard to other decisions and the benefits those have over time. I think, you know, in finance, we think a lot about compounding, like compound interest or compound rates of return. you know, if you get 6% versus 8% versus 10% over time, the difference that 8%, you know, would have compared to 6% or that 10% would have compared to 8% or 6% is really substantial over a long period of time, right? In 1 year, it makes some difference. But if you're trying to quantify that over a multi-decade time horizon, that becomes really, really powerful. And I think what we've realized is it's not just the investment rate of return, but it's also the compounding of decisions, right? Decisions you make today have an impact 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20, 30 years from now. And it's why, you know, when we're working with people, I'll tell clients at 65, you know, we can have a big impact. At 45, it can be a really, really big impact. And if we're working with someone who's, you know, only 25 years old and has the whole rest of their career basically to make these decisions, it can completely change the trajectory of their financial life because they're doing things not just for a year, 5 years, or 10 years, but for multiple decades. And that's going to have a very, very dramatic impact down the line.
I love what you said about how one decision can really impact you, obviously today, but also long term. I think that focusing on the decision aspect rather than just the compound interest aspect, which of course, as an advisor, you know, that is your daily bread and butter of what you do is looking at those numbers. But for someone who's not really in the weeds on money or on their finances every single day, I think kind of relating it to, okay, the decisions that you make today can have a long-term impact, and here's how, probably makes it really relatable for that client. So I love that. I want to talk a little bit about some specific tax planning features, because I think for an advisor listening to this, you know, who maybe works also with clients in tax planning, they might be kind of curious on what features you have found most helpful. So are there specific features within the app that you have found really the most helpful when it comes to that tax planning part of the financial planning process for your clients?
Yep. I think that really just the fact that it has the tax code kind of built in, it understands tax brackets, different types of income, deductions, etc. That's very sophisticated, obviously, and much more sophisticated, much more detailed than a back of the napkin average tax rate of a certain percentage. To be able to have that in is really, really helpful. And I think another thing as we look out in a multi-decade time horizon is having inflation, because taxes and income today are very different than 10, 20, 30 years from now. It's really helpful that it's inflating the tax brackets along the way. Also helpful how it shows the elimination of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. You have the ability to, you know, to toggle the sunset of that on or off. And that's, I think, particularly this year and next year going to be really helpful as we start to quantify for people how much of a difference that's going to have, because for most people, it is going to mean a tax increase and potentially not a small one, depending on your individual situation. There's other things too, like state and local taxes. If a client is moving, those can be really helpful to quantify that, or estate taxes, same thing, moving between states, or as we're looking at somebody's estate, what's held in the estate versus outside of the estate. And again, going back to that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, as that phases out and the exemption gets halved, which is scheduled under present law, quantifying that for people, I think, is also really beneficial. But honestly, probably the biggest thing that's changed relatively recently with our use of e-money in terms of one of the tax features is there's now the Roth conversion feature to fill up the tax bracket. And that's been really, really helpful. It's a part of our business that I think we're spending more and more time on every year, and we're only going to probably continue to spend more time on it. That feature has saved us a ton of time and is really helping in terms of quantifying some of the benefits of planning, again, not just 1 year, but over a much longer time horizon.
Oh, that's awesome. I think it's great to hear, especially about the addition of the Roth conversion tax bracket feature. I know from talking to some other advisors that that seems to be a well-loved feature. So I hope that for an advisor who's listening to this, who maybe does focus on tax planning, retirement planning, and is looking to use e-money for those purposes, if they have not checked out that feature, hopefully kind of hearing how you've been able to use it will inspire them to get in the application and see how maybe they could use it. And also, you know, make their business process and their financial planning process for clients more efficient, which is something we definitely want to be able to help advisors like you do. Okay, we talked a little bit about Monte Carlo analysis. And so I wanted to talk about like cash flow reports and Monte Carlo analysis. And in so many ways, the two can go kind of together hand in hand and accompany each other well. Do you find yourself using both of these features together?
So we'll usually look at the cash flow report first to kind of, first of all, check our assumptions and help clients understand, okay, based on your income and based on the spending that, you know, you've told us, this is how much cash flow you should have in any given year. Many, many, many people underestimate their spending. So that tends to be a good check and in some ways is a good way to back into spending, looking at the cash flow report and, you know, how much extra cash flow they should have. And so we'll look there first usually and then go to the Monte Carlo and then usually jump into a scenario analysis and show different what-if scenarios like a Roth conversion as an example. And how that may impact cash flow now and how it may impact it down the line. And this is where that other, you know, Roth conversion tax bracket feature also comes into play because we're able to set it now where it can fill up the tax bracket, so to speak, just saves a lot of manual effort and shows kind of the benefit of that distribution planning over time.
I think that that definitely highlights how you're using various features of the application. I know you even just mentioned the Roth conversion tax bracket feature again, and I think that seeing how, you know, one feature can work with another to create that plan for a client is really important. Do you have a unique method on how you use the features that you do in eMoney? Like, is it always in a specific sequence? Maybe you have a system down, or does that really vary kind of from client to client?
I would say it doesn't vary as much client to client. It varies more based on what we're doing with the client. So the first time we take somebody through an eMoney, we're assuming they've never seen the software before. And it's complicated, right? There's a lot of different inputs. It took us a long time to learn the software, understand the input, and as new features come out and change, we're still learning new things about it, right? Roth conversion, fill up feature as, you know, one example, but there's many more. So the first thing we'll do when we start with people is we'll take them through the input. We'll take them through the assumptions, retirement ages, death ages, things like that, tax assumptions, etc., because we want them to understand what's going in. I think you can only really appreciate the output of something if you're fully understanding the input in terms of what's going in. And we want them to understand how it is quite complicated and changing some of those inputs, even something that may appear small, can have a big impact later on. And we just want them to know how in-depth the tool is because of other things that we may be able to show them or illustrate. And it's, of course, part of the value. A big part of the value we provide is going through running different scenarios with people, things like that. So we'll look at how different things are put into eMoney. And then from there, we'll typically go to the cash flow report and then run a Monte Carlo with somebody. We'll also explain the liquidation schedule and how that's set, kicking out RMD money to the extent that you have it first, then going to taxable accounts, traditional accounts, and Roth accounts. Most people, we find that's generally not optimal for, but that's kind of the default liquidation schedule. And that's another thing that we talk a lot about, is one of the ways we'll add value is, where should clients take money from? They have different sources of money. Where should it come from? How should they take it out? And taxes are, of course, a big part of that. So it's usually going through the input first, then the cash flow, then the Monte Carlo to wrap up, and then coming up with different scenarios that they want us to illustrate. But as we're going back in time and time again, we may not have to run through the input in as depth for somebody, or we've just gone through that. Maybe we're tweaking a couple things in Monte Carlo. Maybe we don't need to run back through the input at all. So it kind of depends at what point in the process we are with somebody in terms of the different features that we're using, you know, from meeting to meeting.
And I imagine it's very helpful for clients to see that and to kind of go through that process. And that definitely makes sense on how it varies by what you're focusing on, not as much so on the client. How do you find that eMoney works with other tools in the planning process for your clients? I mean, I'm sure that eMoney is one tool in your financial planning toolbox. We here at eMoney completely understand that and expect for you to be filling your business with other tools that really help the financial planning process and help execute that for your clients. So how do you feel and how do you find eMoney works with those other tools?
So it's the most in-depth of all of the financial planning software tools that we use. We have some investment research pieces of software that get pretty in-depth as well, but from a financial planning perspective, eMoney is definitely the most in-depth. We also use AssetMap, and that's usually where we'll start with clients. It's a kind of like a visual balance sheet, you know, or a mind mapping software, and does a great job kind of summarizing things. But then we'll take all that data and put it into eMoney to play with some of the different what-if scenarios and to just go a little bit more in-depth, start to look at some of the tax ramifications and things like that. eMoney does a great job looking at, you know, multi-year tax consequences or tax planning. The other piece of software that we use a lot in conjunction with that as we get into an individual year is Holistiplan, which is a great piece of tax planning software that kind of lets you get in the weeds of any specific tax year. So they pair really well together with eMoney showing us, okay, over a long period of time, what should the more strategic thought process be? And then Holistiplan, okay, from an individual year perspective, tactically, maybe what do we want to do this year versus next year, et cetera. So it's kind of the tool that brings, I think, everything together, and it fits in well with a lot of the other tools that we have.
That's wonderful to hear. I think it's so cool to think of eMoney as maybe like the heart and glue of that system. It's awesome to hear that, you know, you as an advisor find eMoney easy to work with in conjunction with other financial planning tools. One kind of closing question for you, from advisor to advisor, you know, you've been in this business for a little bit now, and I just think that there might be some advisors listening who have not been in the business for as long, or who maybe have, but are looking to get creative, switch something up, change their business model, whatever that may be. From advisor to advisor, what's one piece of advice you have for an advisor who's just getting started with eMoney?
I would say the biggest piece of advice is use the resources that are available to you. So we've been using eMoney for the better part of a decade at this point. When we came on board, and I don't know if you guys still have this, but I'm guessing you do, there's a like an onboarding program with people in the service center, and your training team is just really, really, really great in 2024, most places we go, you don't necessarily find the best customer service. I think a lot of entities tend to look at it more as a cost than a value. The training that we had when we got eMoney, you know, several multi-hour sessions with Courtney was the person's name who we worked with. He was awesome, super helpful. You know, there was no question we could ask that he didn't either have the answer to or wasn't able to find the answer to. And he would then kind of point out other things we may want to think about. It's a very, very complex piece of software, which I think is great, but you need to understand that going in. And so if someone is just taking the plunge and just beginning to use it, just know that the learning curve is going to be a bit steeper because it's so complex, and really take advantage of all of the resources that eMoney has and the training that you guys have, because for us, that was very, very helpful.
I'm so happy to hear that it was so helpful. Yes, we do offer a lot of different training materials. We have the Getting Started program, which for advisors who have listened to this podcast, there is an episode all about the Getting Started program that you can go listen to for those advisors who are just getting started with eMoney. And then, of course, we have customer service if needed and the help menu to reference. So lots of resources, and I'm happy to hear that that was such a help for you. Garrett, thank you so much. Anything else that you want to leave our listeners with?
I don't think so. Thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. I think, you know, the only thing is everything I just said, which is it's a great piece of software. If you're going to use it, I think that's great, but avail yourself of all of the resources. And that's probably a good reminder, honestly, to myself and others who continue to use it and have been using it, because I know there's always more that we could learn. It's one of those tools where I think a lot of people are probably only scratching the surface because of the depth that it provides. So thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity to come on and speak.
Thank you, Garrett, and thank you for sharing some insight with our listeners about how you are using eMoney.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with advisor and my brother, Garrett. Whether you're a new eMoney user or you've been using the application for some time, I hope you gained some insight into how Garrett implements eMoney into his planning practice and how he's creating efficiency in his business while maintaining an interactive experience for his clients. If you're interested in learning more after hearing our conversation, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com, and we'll catch you on another episode soon.